Well, good morning and welcome to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station. We are KYMN Radio 1080 on your AM dial for nearly 50 years now. And of course, we're the one, 95.1 FM. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as Mr. Rogers used to say. And here we go. The 31st day of May, and the year is 2018. Summer is almost here. Well, let's get right into our interview this morning. I have a gentleman in studio that some of you may know. And if you don't know him, you may have known his parents. And that's a gentleman by the name of Dave Johnson. And Dave, let's test it out and see if you're working the microphone right, okay?
Okay.
Well, you can just lift it up by your mouth there. And you're soft-spoken, so I have to get you right into that mic. Dave Johnson, what a common name.
Very common. Actually so common that I had a Dave Johnson that actually graduated with me in 69 also.
Okay, class of 1969, mm-hmm. Northfield, Minnesota. And, of course, you met Jeff Johnson when you came in. Mm-hmm. What's that like when you meet somebody with the same last name? Is it old hat now?
It is. Johnson's a very common name, of course, and so it is very old hat, yeah.
You know, because when I meet somebody with the last name Eddie, I'm like, oh, where are you from? And we have a guy here in Northfield, a teacher, and his name is Paul Eddy. And one morning I was doing my radio show years ago out by in Waterford. You know where the tower is and building.
Yep.
And the sports director said, well, I have Paul Eddy on the line. We're going to see how things, and it was about this time of the year, around Indy 500 time, I should say. And I go, Paul Eddy, why would he be talking to my dad? And it was the, I think, basketball coach at the time at Northfield. So
Sure.
And then there's another guy that lives in Missouri. He used to work at either the Ford dealership or Chevy dealership. His name was Bob Eddy. And he told me when he meets people, he says, hi, I'm Bob Eddy. No, I'm not. Because we weren't related. Yeah.
Sure.
So anyhow, Dave Johnson is in studio, and we're going to find out all about his life. But the first thing I have to tell you is your dad, Percy, mm-hmm. taught me a lesson. And I don't know if when I would go in there to try to sell him advertising when he had his little shop down by where the Rubenstein was,
yep.
and sold televisions, etc., he was a hard sell. And, you know, pretty much like, you know, don't bother me. I'm not going to buy. Anyhow, I kept going in. I was persistent. And finally, he'd buy a little package here and there. And I liked him, and we got along.
Sure.
And the lesson he taught me, are you ready? He said the first $25 cash that came into the store is his. He put it in his pocket.
He lived by that philosophy very, very much, I think, yes.
Are you surprised I knew that?
No, not at all, because I think he probably told that to a lot of people, okay. You know, just because that's just the way he worked business.
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
And 25 bucks back in the 70s, let's say,
yeah.
early 70s, you know, that'd be 100 bucks today for sure.
Sure.
You know, pocket money. So anyhow, I wanted to tell you that. And then the second one, of course, is your mom, mm-hmm. the late Millie Johnson. And Millie used to come down here when I had guests on that she knew, or even guests she didn't know but got to know through our interviews. She would come down with her camera, mm-hmm. and she would click pictures.
Yep.
And then the next time she would come in to take pictures, she'd have the pictures she already took and would give me a copy. Sound like Mom?
It was Mom. It was Mom, no doubt about it. I mean, she was known around town as the photographic lady or whatever, you know, the gal with the camera.
Yep, and if I remember correctly, during World War II, she was a Rosie Riveter.
Yes, she was.
Yep. And another thing is that when I was going through some physical challenges, I was in church in the bulletin, and the pastor said, today's radio program is dedicated to Wayne Eddy, compliments of Millie Johnson. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, that was awfully nice of her. She paid for the radio program. Well, you know what I did the next year. I bought the time that St. John's pays for the radio in Millie's name.
Sure, sure.
And Millie and I shared the same birthday, May 22nd. I turned 77. She would have been
96.
96.
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyhow, I wanted to get that part not out of the way, but just relax you and me in the joy that I knew your mom and enjoyed her and your dad. It took a while, but I enjoyed him ultimately.
Yeah.
Yep. Was he strict?
You know, he really wasn't. He spent a lot of time working, of course, and so, I mean, it was definitely, mom that probably was more strict. Until she had to start working at the store. I was 15 when she started working at the store. But it was more mom, I guess, controlling the household more than dad, because dad was always, it seemed like, you know, at least 6 days a week.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And nowadays it'd be seven.
Sure.
That was Johnson TV and Appliances. Then there was like Quality Appliance.
Mm-hmm, that came in after that.
Yeah, and they quit selling television sets, Quality.
Right, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, they when the Quality came in, I think it was more diverse in what they were selling, and so there were other stores that were selling a lot of the stuff that Dad was selling, and so they kind of, you know, kind of put their eggs into one basket a little bit, and so it was a little bit different than Dad's approach to selling, I think.
What was the other competitor down by Hughes and Heckler? It was
there was somebody down there, and as for names, man, I can't recall.
They sold Motorola. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
I do remember.
And the Quasar, I remember
right,
that.
Right.
And the Carrolls, I think.
It might have been
Bob Carroll, I think.
Bob Carroll. Yeah,
and then his sons that worked at Multimill.
Right. Right.
And another one is a detective out in Los Angeles. Pretty interesting. Bob didn't like me. But anyhow, his wife was a sweetheart.
Sure.
Got along well with her.
Sure.
9:11 is the time on the Wayne Eddy Affair. Dave Johnson is my guest. Dave graduated from Northfield High School in 1969. That's a 50th anniversary coming up next year for the class reunion. Dave, I'm going to ask you, do you have siblings?
I do have siblings. And I have three sisters.
Okay, I don't know if I know them, but how about if you tell me, first of all, who's the oldest in the family?
I am the oldest.
Okay, it's Dave, mm-hmm. And then after you?
It's Dawn.
Well, that just dawned on me that you had, how many years younger than you?
Dawn graduated, let's see, in 72, I do believe.
She'd be three years younger,
yeah.
Then after Dawn.
And then there's Julie, who graduated in 74.
Julie graduated in 74, that's 5 years younger.
Mm-hmm. And then Jean, my youngest sister, who graduated in 75.
Okay, so she was 7 years younger, approximately. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That had to be fun growing up with three girls.
You know how that goes with the bathroom and everything like that. It was always a test.
Well, that's an interesting thing. I'm one of those guys, if something pops up in my mind and it's not germane to what we're talking about, I have to say it, otherwise I'll forget it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Tell me about moving the house. Didn't you guys move that house from one place to another?
Yes, we did. We moved it down to about two blocks away, down to Linden Street. And that was about 1985 or so, around there, that we moved that. And, you know, they had brought in trucks, you know, with that kind of thing, and put it on big logs and moved it, just a couple blocks away. And it's still there on Linden Street. But it was a major project, of course, but then we ended up continuing to live I think it had to be before 85. And, you know, I'm trying to get my years, you know, kind of straightened out. But it was probably somewhere, you know, around 1980 or something like that.
And what was your first address?
Where I lived?
Before the house was moved.
Before the house was moved. It was called 1142 Jefferson Road. And that's where the chicken hatchery was.
At Edelbrock's.
Edelbrock's.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And, yeah.
And then it moved down to
Linden.
Linden.
Yeah.
Okay.
Couple blocks away.
Okay. What's the intersection on Linden between where and where?
Well, Jefferson Road kind of stops there at Woodley.
Yeah.
And then it just goes down another block to Linden Street.
Okay. By the park. No? Am I going the wrong way?
You're going the wrong way.
What would be the address, do you recall?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I know it's on Linden Street, and I know it's just... We had to kind of move it through a bunch of woods and everything, just kind of down into the Linden Street area down in there, just off Woodley.
Okay. It was a big house, I remember.
Five bedroom. It used to be a hotel in the old days.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Do you have any stories about that? Did anybody tell you any stories about it?
I always kind of wondered if it was even haunted, because it just seemed like you'd always kind of hear noises at night, you know, and little creaks and little things that kind of, you know... So you kind of wondered if it was or not, but it actually had the numbers of our bedrooms actually had numbers on the doors when it used to be a hotel.
Oh, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, yeah. And there used to be another house across the street that used to be part of it. So that was moved over there. So it used to be a really huge area.
What number was your bedroom?
I think it was three.
Okay. So you had a bedroom for everybody.
We did, yeah.
Okay. That had to keep a little peace in the family.
It did. It did.
How many bathrooms?
We only had a couple. Maybe three with the one in the basement. But,
When you were getting ready for school, if you didn't get in there first, you were going to be late.
You bet. And I usually waited. That's why I was always the last at the breakfast table, because I usually waited for everybody to, you know, do their thing and then...
Was it common to have a breakfast every morning?
Yeah, it was. It was. We sat around and had breakfast before we went to school, you know, that kind of thing.
Was it a multi-meal?
I think it might have been.
Yeah. Did Mom cook a breakfast or just...
No, we just grabbed cereal and, all got around the table and, that was it. And Dad would always be there for breakfast, too. It's kind of those things that you probably don't have too much of anymore. But
no.
We were still...
No, you don't.
Yeah.
People have their little media phone thing and all that, and they march to a different drum, and they, some like to be early, some like to be late, and you bump into each other, but, the family that eats together stays together, I would say.
Yeah.
Dave Johnson is my guest on KYMN Radio. For those of you that may have known Dave, he graduated in 1969. And Dave, I'm going to mention the fact that your mom and dad were Millie and Percy Johnson, so people can connect when they mm-hmm. wonder who is Dave Johnson. Well, now they know. It's 9:17, and in 1969, KYMN Radio was just here. We started in September of 68. And just around that time, in I think 67, the Quarterback Club opened. And so the Quarterback Club was around when you were in high school. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to the Quarterback Club?
Oh, sure. Went for the chicken.
Yep, there you go.
You got it.
They have the roasted chicken, and don't forget that they do catering. If you're in a bind and you have this party for your graduate, and you got... things happening and you're just busy, you can give Dale Finger a call over at the Quarterback Club, and he'll be happy to cater your party. And they do that for weddings and all kinds of receptions. That's the QB on Highway 3 and 3rd Street in Northfield. We're talking about locally owned, locally managed, the Quarterback Club of Northfield, Minnesota.
This is raindrops falling in the outfield of Target Field. That is Max Kepler ensuring nothing else does. As a shout out to our outfielders and their impossible catches, the first 10,000 fans on June 1st will get a Nothing Falls But Raindrops Kepler bobblehead presented by Pentair. Collect the Buxton and Rosario bobbles later to complete the set. Don't miss a warning track leak, sliding snag, or the first bobblehead in the series. That's how we defend our outfield. This is how we baseball. Visit twinsbaseball.com.
When it's time for preventative maintenance on your new car or truck, you don't just take your car into anyone. At Witt Brothers Service in Northfield, you know you found a name you can trust. To start, we're a Napa Auto Care Center, so the technicians we employ are experts trained in every aspect of your vehicle's maintenance. This gives you the peace of mind in knowing that everything we do is accepted under the terms of your manufacturer's warranty. Add to that the fact that we use quality Napa parts that meet or exceed original equipment and specifications, and you have the one place where you can entrust all of your vehicles. Come see Witt Brothers Service in downtown Northfield today.
Number 9 in all of 1969.
I can turn the gray sky blue.
Sly. This is not Sly. It's called, you know it?
I'm going to guess. I'm going to say The Temptations.
You are correct. Number 9 in 69. And it's called I Can't Get Next to You. We're back on KYMN Radio with a live interview with a gentleman by the name of Dave Johnson. David Johnson and I ran into each other. In, what was it, 2006, I think?
2016.
Thank you. Gee, that's just a couple of years ago. We met down in Owatonna, and it was a the recognition of those individuals that have been installed in the Minnesota Sports Federation Softball Hall of Fame. And I had the privilege of emceeing the program, and the information they give about each individual that receives this honor is quite lengthy, and I think yours might have been the longest of all, Dave. My God, you were quite the softball player.
Well, I'm on my 51st year, so I've done a lot in softball.
Are you still playing?
I am still playing in a senior league in Mankato, yes.
Okay, and this is my 51st year on the Defeated Jesse James Day Committee. So we got 51 going here.
You bet.
Did you, let's talk about, I'd like to start, where were you born, what'd you do, and sure. Who are your parents, who are your grandparents, and get the whole caboodle, and then go through your life.
Sure.
And so since you've been involved in softball for 51 years, you got started pretty young, I would assume.
Yeah, it goes back to grade school. It goes back to the fact I couldn't wait to get out for recess and if we were playing softball that day. Because I knew at the time, I think, that I could play fairly well.
What grade school did you go to?
I went to Washington School.
Okay. For those that are new to town, Washington School no longer exists. The City Hall has the new part of Washington School. And did you go to the old part, the three-story building?
I did, yes. It was there at the time, yeah.
Did you ever climb up through the chute?
I don't even remember the chute, but...
Don't you remember the fire chute?
I do remember a fire escape, I think, at the side of the side of the building, but I don't remember any kind of a chute or anything.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of Dundas.
Yeah.
Somebody had a chute, a big wide chute.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we find out a little bit more about you in regards to your genetics, and that is, what was your mom's maiden name?
It was Bowers.
Okay, was that a Northfield name?
That was probably, well, she grew up in the Faribault and graduated from Faribault High School in 1940, so it was probably a name that came from Germany or that You know, I don't know much about Mom's family tree.
I was just going to ask you if you knew her parents, your grandparents.
Yeah, I never did. Well, I knew Mom's mom, my grandma, and she died in 1980, so okay. I did know her for 30 years.
Yes. Now, where did she live?
She lived in the Faribault area, and my mom was born in Bell Creek, which was down by the Zumbrota area. So they had moved to Faribault, and my mom's mom had married twice. So my mom had a couple brothers, mm-hmm. and then some stepbrothers and sisters.
So you had some uncles on her side.
Sure, sure.
You know, we of course I interviewed Millie, mm-hmm. and I don't think it's archived. It might be. We used to record them on CDs, mm-hmm. and then with the equipment that we have now, it's in our computer. And you probably know how to work computers.
A little bit.
And you go to kymnradio.net, and then you go to the Wayne Eddy Affair.
And I've seen it, yes.
Oh, did you find her in there?
She wasn't in there, no. Okay. But we did get her CDs when she did it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you listen to them?
And I have a couple times, yeah. Yeah, and I think you had her on even maybe twice, I think.
I'm sure I did, yeah. And what's nice is that you hear from Mankato,
right.
And that's about an hour drive or less.
Right.
And to slide a CD in while you're driving over.
You bet.
Brings back great memories, and I'm glad you do have a copy.
Yeah.
All right, once again, Dave Johnson is my guest on Kim, a friend you can count on. Do you prefer Dave or David?
You know, it's Dave, and then I have a nickname that everybody calls me, so it's Davey J, and I guess what I've gone by for you know, over 30, 40 years.
Davey J.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Very few people actually call me, I guess, unless it's family. They call me Dave, but friends are Davey J.
Okay. Davey J.
Yeah.
Something I learned this morning at 26 minutes past the hour on KYMN. And one of the things that I do is, like I say, I go into that background, and we're limited with your mom and the Bauer side. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about Percy Johnson and the name Percy. Did you know that? I know Percy Faith. That's the only Percy.
Right.
And I know
He never explained that either about the name or anything, because he had, you know, brothers called Norman and Art and things like that. And so he never said why it might have been Percy, you know, which was kind of an uncommon name.
Yeah, did you get teased about that? Your dad's name is Percy.
A little bit, you know. Yeah, a little bit. Not much, you know. It was an unusual name, and I think people kind of, you know, took it for the way it was.
How about the Johnson name? As we talked about already, it's a pretty common name.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go back to your grandparents of Percy?
Yeah, my dad's mom and dad, you know, came over from Norway, you know, and went through Staten Island and that kind of thing, probably about in the late 1800s. You know, and my dad was the youngest of 11 kids.
Holy moly.
Yeah. And he, you know, they settled, you know, I think for a while, maybe in South Dakota, and then for, you know, western Minnesota, before they finally moved out to Webster. And a lot of the kids went through the Northfield, you know, school system, with Dad, of course, being the last in 1935.
Okay.
Graduated there from 35. You know, they eventually ended up buying a farm on Hastings Road. And lived out there, you know, during my dad's high school years.
Is that County Road 47?
I believe it is. I always call it the Hastings Road. Yeah, I mean, that's what I knew it was.
That's off of Highway 3. You take a right
and Waterford,
go over to, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so they had a farm out there, you know, and my grandpa, I never knew. He died in, I think, by probably about 1933. And my grandma on that side died about 1954. So you didn't get to know them at all. No.
Yeah.
No.
But did they come through Ellis Island? Or
I do believe they did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you are a second generation American.
Yes.
Your dad, first generation, and then you.
Right.
All right. Oh, somebody probably is listening saying, hey, what's Dave's status in regards to family, etc.
Yeah.
Are you a married man, single?
I am single. I've been a bachelor all my life.
Really? That must be nice.
Yeah, well, it's... Well,
I shouldn't have said that. I don't mean it that way. I mean, it. You can play softball as much as you want.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, you know, obviously, you know, still playing in my 51st year, and I don't know whether I could have played, you know, past my 20th year if, you know, I would have been married. Who knows? You know,
yeah.
you never know.
So you don't meet a lot of women at softball games, do you?
You don't. Once in a while.
Yeah.
Once in a while you do, but in general, no.
Okay. So Dave Johnson is my guest here on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN, and we are chit-chatting about his growing up in Northfield, Minnesota. We established that he is the oldest of four Johnson kids, the children of Percy and Millie Johnson. There's Dave, then his sisters Dawn, Julie, and Jean Johnson, if you remember them. And we talked about the house being moved. That was a pretty big deal. Your mother was very active at St. John's. Did they lead you and your sisters through the program at St. John's?
Yeah, we went through the confirmation and all that kind of thing there before we obviously started to go to college, and then kind of got away from St. John's. But yeah, we went to Sunday school, of course. My mom was a Sunday school teacher there. You know, it was imperative on us kids that, you know, we were going to go through the programs there that they offered and everything. So,
were you ever a Boy Scout?
I was not. No.
Okay.
Cub Scout.
Oh, Cub Scout.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Cub Scout at Washington School. You bet.
They didn't play enough softball in the Boy Scouts.
I guess not.
All right.
I guess not.
You went to Washington, and then from there over to the old
junior high. You bet.
Well, was it a high school when you went through there?
It was. It was all sixth grades there, yeah.
Okay, so
7th through 12th.
But you graduated out of the
new senior high.
Yeah, you just said it, the new senior high.
That's what we called it, I guess, when we went, because I went there as a 10th grader the first year it opened up, and we were the first class to spend all 3 years there.
Okay. I mentioned to, I went to our 50th class reunion, mm-hmm. and one of the things that all of us did is, have you checked out the new high school? Have you been in there? And we're thinking, my God, that's been there for 50 years, mm-hmm. and we're calling it the new high school.
I know, it's amazing.
So tell me about your time at the old high school before you got into the new building. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of your teachers from the middle school?
Well, sure. I mean, I was obviously, you know, into sports and athletics and things like that. And so, you know, Jed Domeyer was my 7th grade social teacher.
The late Jed.
Yeah.
And I like him.
I had an older gal by the name of Miss, I think it was Miss Buswell, I think her name was. But she was a history teacher, and I like history. And so I really liked her and learned a lot, you know, things like that. You know, I liked music. There was a teacher by the name of Murakami.
Oh, yeah.
That was my music teacher.
He lived across the street from where I lived in Northfield, sure. on 6th Street.
Sure. But yeah, there were numerous teachers that I enjoyed very much. Yeah.
Did you play then in Central Park?
We did, you know, but we played a lot of, you know, being that I still kind of lived in the Washington school area, we've played over at Washington a lot.
They have a nice park over there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 9:32 on 1080 Radio. You're listening to the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN. My guest this morning is Dave Johnson, living in Mankato now, but a 1969 graduate of Northfield High School. And I'm going to take a brief break. And Davey J, when we get back, we're going to go down memory lane in high school, all right?
Sure.
All right. Well, let's take this brief break, and I'll be back in a flash.
The Castle Rock Bank is dedicated to delivering prompt, professional, and friendly service. The Castle Rock Bank would like to congratulate the Northfield and Farmington graduating seniors and wish them luck. You know us, we know you. That's the spirit of community pride at the Castle Rock
Kenyon
Bank.
Ace Hardware in Kenyon would like to salute the Kenyon Wanamingo graduates and wish them well. For all your spring and summer needs, along with a full line of Ace and Valspar paints, Cub Cadet lawnmowers, fertilizer, and hardware, visit Kenyon Ace Hardware in Kenyon.
Tune.
I think this might be Sly and the Family Stone.
Yes.
It? Yeah.
But and the name of it is Everyday.
Everyday People.
Yeah. Number six in all of 1969, the year my guest graduated from Northfield High School. Well, Davey J, let's talk about high school, and we can take all the time you want. Let's go down memory lane. You got to go to the new high school, be the second class, I believe, or third class.
We were third, yeah.
Graduating from the new high school. And you had always been a big boy when you were younger?
I was. Mom always bought the Husky pants for me, so I was always fairly big. And, I was a little bit overweight, but I didn't think I was that overweight.
Okay. You weren't self-conscious about it.
No. Not at all.
When you were in junior high, because you liked music, did you get interested in being in the band?
I didn't, and I never participated in any things like that in high school at all. It was just strictly, participation in sports But I took an interest in it. I did.
Okay.
But as for anything...
When you were a kid, did you ever play American Legion or VFW baseball?
I played Little League during the summer.
Yeah.
But that was it. I don't even remember if we had too much other... Well, we did have some American Legion, I think, then. Maybe some VFW. But other than that, I didn't play any of that. I strictly was just in the Little Leagues. But I became a very frustrated Little League player.
Why is that?
Wayne, I couldn't hit fast pitching. And in the Little Leagues, it was always a pitcher that was 2 years older than you that was pitching against you. And I would come home, during the night and after striking out two or three times, in the game and kind of going, this just isn't any fun. And so it just became a thing with me where, I just ended up playing a couple summers, of that, and then I just decided not to play anymore.
Okay, we're tripping down memory lane with Davey J, Dave Johnson, class of 69, Northfield. How much did the river play in your life as a little boy and as a, high school?
The river, well, I guess... We used to kind of hang around the river a little bit. I mean, I used to have a couple buddies that used to go down and fish. I didn't fish, but I used to kind of hang with them, and they would fish. But when the river was high, I remember, doing the walk down around Carlton and things like that, behind Laird Stadium and places like that. That we used to kind of hang around there a little bit. Other than that, I don't think it played a real major type thing.
Did you go through the tunnels at Carlton or St. Olaf?
I used to work at Carlton during the summertime when I used to come back, and so I was aware of some of the tunnels there, yeah. And I used to be able to kind of know where they were at a little bit.
Well, how about as a teenager? Did you discover the Arb?
Oh, yeah. We used to take a
little... Well, now here's where we want to hear stories.
We used to take a few trips down there, a couple buddies and I. I mean, you get back to all these stories. It always gets back to sports because we were so related into doing sporty things that as for my trips down there, not a lot.
What do you think was going on?
Well, I'm sure there were a few things that probably that kids are getting by with, but We kept it quiet. We didn't say much about anything.
I see the smile on his face, folks. not going to tell me all of his memories of the ARB. 22 minutes before 10 o'clock on KYMN Radio. Davey J, what was your first time to have your own bicycle?
Oh, man, that goes back into the 50s. I got a brand new Schwinn from Mom and Dad, and they decked it out for me. They put baskets on the side for me, and I had an odometer.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really fancy. I really had a really, really nice one.
Was it a Schwinn?
It was a Schwinn.
What color?
It was green.
Green one.
Yeah.
Did it have a horn?
I don't remember if I had a horn or not. I don't remember if I had a horn or not.
A light?
It had a light, I think, okay. Yeah. It was pretty decked out, and kind of the envy of a lot of the neighborhood kids, I think.
Yeah. They had that little chrome-like thing that you would snap onto, push it up against your tire, and then when you were going someplace, that would measure your distance or speed.
Yeah, the distance or whatever.
Yeah.
And, I think I actually remember putting about 3,000 miles just tooling around on that bike.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot, you know, just tooling around on a bike in Northfield.
Yeah.
You know, putting it on the odometer or whatever.
How far were you allowed to go on that bicycle?
We could go any place. I used to ride it out to Dundas to watch the Dukes out there play, you know. And you know, I used to, you know, when the highway was not the highway, you know, it was just kind of a old road. And I used to ride out there, and I used to ride up to St. Olaf a lot and that kind of thing.
Did you coast down the hill St. Olaf?
Sure.
And look at the. Did you have a speedometer or just odometer?
I think it was a combination speedometer odometer.
You remember what? How fast you get going?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. 20 maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
And then you get to the railroad tracks, and you better slow down, or you'll go flying through the air.
Exactly. Yeah.
How often do you come back to Northfield?
Well, my sister Dawn still lives here, so she took over. She bought my mom and dad's house, or the condo where they live on Woodley Street, and after her husband passed away. So I make it about on the average once a month. When my mom and dad were here, I came back maybe twice a month, you know, just to visit and holidays and things like that. So
you saw the changes weren't stark. I mean, it wasn't like you were gone, you came back, and
no.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
No.
You kind of watched Highway 3 become a four lane and all
bet.
That.
You bet, yeah.
And do you know, when I came to town, there weren't any stop and go lights,
right?
Semaphores,
right?
And I'm trying to remember if it was on Woodley and Highway 3 or 5th. And Highway 3, the first semaphore went up.
I'm thinking 5th and Highway 3, but...
I mean, it seems that would be the most logical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how many there are now? On Highway 3?
10?
7.
Okay.
You know, and when I come to work, sometimes I hit every one of them wrong.
Sure.
But it's really fun late at night when you just coast through town, you know, 45 miles an hour.
Sure.
All green.
Oh, yeah.
I count cars. I don't know about you, but I count things. And I find it almost unbelievable that I can be stopped on Highway 3 going south on 5th Street or Highway 19, mm-hmm. and that left turn lane that's going to go out, you know, turn go towards the freeway. I've counted as many as 28 cars.
I was in that a couple weeks ago when I was here. Yeah. And it was. I looked in back of my rearview mirror, and I couldn't believe how many cars were in back of me as I was trying to turn on 19 there.
And you just can't imagine that back in your day in high school years.
Of course,
Dave Johnson, we're in high school now,
yep.
And you're going to classes. You're the oldest. Your mom and dad, I don't think, had a college education.
My dad went to about a half a year at Augsburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't count.
No.
So now you're the firstborn, and you're graduating. It's 1969. Were you thinking of going to college?
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. it was kind of tough for me to get to college. I was a C, C-plus student in high school, and I didn't get any offers, of course. I was not a great athlete in high school or anything, so I wasn't going to get any offers of any kind. So I had been to Mankato a couple times. I liked the town. I went into Phi Ed at Mankato teaching. And so Mankato accepted me,
Okay, so the whole idea behind this is that mom and dad were through the Second World War.
Right.
And one of the things that the veterans wanted to do was have a family, have a home, have a car, and have those kids have it better than they did because they went through the Depression.
You bet.
And so I'm thinking, well, I wonder if Percy and Millie were telling you, kid, get some good grades because you are going to get an education.
They did. Okay. Yeah, they did. They said that. There was no doubt about it. They were, of course, concerned about, what I was going to do in the future.
C-plus, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. We'll take a brief break here. And while you'll have a minute here, I want you to think about some of the kids' buddies that you went to school with in high school.
Sure.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
Hi, I'm Angie Taylor, Director of Life Enrichment at Three Links Care Center in Northfield. We offer daily activities at each of our facilities, including independent senior living, assisted living, care center, and memory care. The activities range from exercise classes to sing-alongs, games to gardening, from bus rides in the countryside to painting fine art. Activities are personalized for the individual. Please call Three Links at 664-8800 or find out more at threelinks.org.
In the year 2525.
Well, name that tune.
If man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find.
I'm going to struggle with this one, Wayne.
In the year 2525 is the name of it.
Okay.
One hit wonders.
Everything
you think Zager and Evans. I would not expect you to remember that. But the song sounds familiar.
For sure. 45.
We're talking about 1969, the year my guest David Johnson, or Davy J, as his friends call him, got out of Northfield High School. Who are your buddies? Who'd you hang around with in high school?
Well, 11th and 12th grade, I was on the basketball team, and so my good buddies there were the late Mark Rathke, Vic Berthler, and Steve Obiad.
Didn't you have a pretty good basketball team?
We did not.
In 68?
68, we were 2-16, and in 69, we were 2-16.
After that, weren't there was a
they
couple
did.
Of guys that
they
were...
Then we got into the Barnes and Polk era.
Okay.
And those guys ended up doing real well, like in about 71, 72.
Yeah. Mike and Mike.
Yep.
Barnes and Mike Polk?
You got it.
Okay. I had Mike on my show.
Okay.
And I had Bill on, his dad. You mentioned Judd Domeyer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other teachers you remember from your high school years?
Skip Boyum was kind of an influence on me a little bit.
Good, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, to go into Phi Ed, which I just obviously love Phi Ed. I mean, it was my release and to get away from everything and Skip was a real influence on me a lot, to go into that kind of type thing at Mankato.
Was the very way back then. I started a thing called the Coach of the Year. And we'd interview coaches and, you know, on Coach's Corner every Saturday on KYMN, still do. And Skip Boyum was the very first person to receive a plaque saying Coach of the Year. And I was taken aback that he was really proud of getting that. And I found out, of course, and we, of course, gave him out every year. And it's a kind of a nice thing.
It is. It is.
To be recognized for your efforts.
You bet.
But, boy, there's a lot of sports going on nowadays compared to when you were in school.
Yeah, and I was kind of thinking back the other day about the fact is that the girls never participated then, you know, and all they had was just kind of a GRA-type association, you know, Girls Rec Association, where they might meet, you know, maybe once or twice a week, you know, maybe 40 or so of them, you know, just play volleyball or do something. That was it. That was the sports that the girls would get at that time. Until Title IX, of course, came in, which was, I can't remember the year, but it had to be the early 70s. And then things, of course, you know, switched over then.
I remember getting a letter from, I can't tell you who it was, but anyhow, it was a girl, and she asked, why don't you have a Girls Coach's Corner show? A handwritten letter. And I thought, that's, well, this was right after Title IX.
Sure.
I said, well, that's a good idea. You know, never even thought of it. And so we put together a girls' coaches show. And of course, in 1979, the girls' basketball team went to state and almost won state. And that under Gary Snowbrick, it was exciting to follow a team all the way.
Sure.
And back in those days, there were no cell phones. And they would stop and call in reports when they stopped in Lakeville or whatever. It was fun. It was fun. Well, you've been part of a lot of championship teams. Mm-hmm. Some teachers in high school, did you have Simonich?
I had Ozzy in at the junior high.
Okay.
As a woodworking instructor and I think some architecture type stuff. Ozzy knew my dad, so he was a tough instructor. I mean, he really put the screws to you a little bit, you know. I mean, he demanded a lot, and you know, that type of thing.
Well, the story, you know, although I've only been here 50 years, I sometimes think of myself a townie, and the guys that are that I know that had Simonich didn't like him during school and appreciated him after they got out of high school.
For sure.
Yeah. And so, you know, he was right, you know, in what he was doing. Of course, nowadays, well, you're in the business. You know, how do you correct the kids nowadays? Please don't use that four-letter word.
Yeah.
And 9 minutes before 10 o'clock on Kim, my guest this morning is Davey J., outstanding softball player. And we have him in any other buddies in high school that you remember?
Well,
you hung around with?
It was mainly us four guys, I think, that I mentioned before. They were all good basketball players, and so basketball was the only sport that I did go out for in high school. And so they were my main guys. I mean, there was Joe Schilling and Steve Espy and a few other guys who we hung around with, you know, but those guys were the guys who we kind of got together when I first started playing softball in Northfield. And, you know, we formed a team there.
Was Jed the basketball coach?
Jed was the basketball coach, and Don was the assistant, Don Hill.
Okay.
And Birkbaum was an assistant.
Yep.
Yeah.
All nice guys.
Yeah.
I had them all on the air.
You bet. And I used to listen to your show every morning. So, that's, you know, obviously I was a junior in high school. So
you wanted to know if we were going to close the schools.
What's that?
You wanted to know if there was a closing of the school in the wintertime.
Of course.
A lady stopped me the other day, and this is amazing. I think she had to be in her 60s or whatever. And she said, say, Wayne. I said, yeah, I was at a store. I was leaving. And, Wayne, I got to ask you, do you remember the June Dairy Barn contest and Carlotta the Kim Cow? I said, oh, yeah, I remember that. She says, well, I do too. How about the Kim cobweb remover? And I said, you remember that? She says, oh, yeah. And she said her son listen for that every day to see if he could figure out the question. It was a question of the day. And I called it the Kim Cobweb Remover morning, you know, get things going, think. And her son would try to look it up. Nowadays, you can't play that contest. You know, what is the height of Mount McKinley? It's on your cell phone. So those days are over. But it's not over for our great sponsors of the Wayne Eddy Affair. We want to say thank you.
It's time for the class of 2018 to turn the page and start the next chapter in their lives. And KYMN 95 to 1 is proud to team up with Capital Construction and RE/MAX Advantage Plus in Northfield to bring you the live broadcast of the Northfield graduation ceremony. That's this Sunday, June the 3rd at 2 o'clock on 95.1 FM, AM 1080, and streaming at kymnradio.net or on your mobile device on the TuneIn Radio app. The Northfield High School Commencement Ceremony, brought to you by RE/MAX Advantage Plus and Capital Construction, this Sunday on KYMN.
Syngenta Seeds of Stanton knows that one of the biggest events in the lives of many high school students is graduation. They wish the Northfield graduates much success in the future. For all your seed needs and crop protection, contact your Syngenta dealer.
Andy's Auto Body, northwest of Northfield, is your complete collision and rust repair shop. Andy's Auto Body would like to salute the area graduates and wish them well in their future endeavors. For estimates and the most reasonable prices around, contact Andy at Andy's Auto Body, 10 miles west of Northfield.
Name this tune.
That's the Beatles.
You betcha. Number three in 1969. That's right. Real Beatles fan?
Not as much when they first came out. My sisters were crazy, of course.
Oh,
for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have long hair?
I did, yeah.
You did? Okay. Did you smoke weed in high school?
I did not.
That a boy. Did that question surprise you?
No, you can ask anything you want.
Well, in 69, that was what was going on.
Oh, sure.
And, of course, a protest of the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Do you remember Steve McKay?
I hung around Tiny's quite a bit.
Yeah,
so sure,
okay.
Sure.
Did you know Fudd?
That rings a bell.
He had real long hair.
Yeah. What was his last name?
I don't know. His name is Fudd. That's all I know.
Okay.
So in 1969, you're a CC plus student, and you're not going to get into... Carleton or St. Olaf.
No way.
So you want to go to college, so you go to Mankato State. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get a draft notice? Were they drafting in those days?
They drafted in late 1969, I think, on the first one, and it covered from like about 1946 to 1950, 51 or something like that. And
you're talking about the year you were born.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
1950. So that draft was in December of 1969, and I ended up getting 234 that year, and I think they went to 217 or 210 or something around that area. But then, of course, I had a college deferment, so, you know, if I would have been, you know, if they would have covered number 234, I would have at least been able to hold off.
And do you remember if any of your buddies served in Vietnam?
Not any of my buddies that were close to me here in Northfield. There were a couple in college that ended up, of course, not being able to make, you know, the grades in college, and then had to deal with it. But other than that, no.
So you're gonna. What was your first car?
My first car was a 1967 Pontiac Catalina.
Well, that was pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I didn't really have a car until I was about 21. So.
Oh, okay.
I kind of used to commute back and forth with buddies to Mankato and everything. So.
Okay. I was gonna say, if you graduate in '69. A lot of kids get their cars when they're seniors.
Right, right.
And you got a 67 Catalina. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What kind of car did your family drive?
Oh, man. I
don't you remember Dad coming home with the new car?
He had Oldsmobiles. He had all kinds of different cars. We didn't need anything fancy. You know, I mean, with living in Northfield, basically, you know, we didn't make a lot of trips, you know, as a family, with Dad working a lot, that type of thing. So we didn't make a lot of trips. We made a couple of Detroit Lakes, things like that. We were always promised Disneyland in California, but never made it, you know.
You don't hold that against him, do you?
I don't hold it against him. No, not at all. You know, and as you grow older, you understand the process that they, you know, at the time maybe you didn't, but you understand the process a lot more now than you did then. I mean,
of course.
You know, Dad was at that store 8 a.m. till, you know, sometimes during the holidays 9 p.m, you know, for 6 days a week, and it was just him, and then Mom would come in, you know, maybe in the mid-afternoon. So he put an awful lot of hours into that store.
Now, did you have a job in high school?
I didn't have a job in high school.
Wow, no. Your parents were really good to you.
Yeah. Occasionally I would go down and help Dad, you know, at the store, maybe put a TV in the truck, you know, and help him deliver it to a customer. That kind of thing, you know. But other than that,
well, that's pretty nice, because I think that most parents would have just assumed that the kid coming up, when he's strong enough, is going to be loading appliances and installing them as quickly as they can learn how to turn right from left.
If I wasn't there, he would. I don't know if you remember the. They called him the Character Club, I do believe.
Yeah.
He would ask a couple of those guys, maybe sitting on the corner, to help him out.
Yep.
And they would come into the store and help him lift the TV onto the truck.
And I'm looking at the guy in my mind. His nose dripped all the time. I can't remember his name, but Steve had a picture of the three big characters in Northfield. Uh-huh. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, these were single men. You'd call them street people maybe today. And people would help them out. And one of them, I can't remember his name, but he was strong as an ox.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the name Lonnie.
Lonnie. Yeah.
I
think that's it.
Yeah.
And he'd shovel sidewalks.
Yep.
And just do odd jobs. And then they spend the day in Tiny Johnson.
Yeah.
No relation.
No relation.
In the basement of what is now the Northfield Historical Society. And they could go down there and keep warm and drink coffee and smoke their cigarettes and cigars. It's 10 o'clock, so I have to take a break, okay? Okay, this is your radio station. We are KYMN from Northfield, Minnesota. 1080 on your AM dial, and now 95.1 FM. The one.
Summit Kickstart, Trump bound for Texas. I'm John Trout. Top American and North Korean officials are holding meetings.